Time for our weekly comments with Soy Roy. Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and we get an update on items influencing the markets. It's been a week, 10 days or so since we've talked to you, Roy. What are some of the things you've been doing lately?
Well, I had some meetings in western Nebraska this week, and next week I'm going back out. Monday I'll be in Oxford, and Thursday I'll be at the Women in Ag Conference in Kearney, and then Friday I'll be at ARDC for the Ceresco Bank. So I'm on the road, spending a lot of time driving.
So when you talk with different, when you talk with men versus women, and you go to the Women in Ag Conference in Kearney, do you change your presentation? Do women market grain different than men do?
You know, I have a presentation where I'll do whatever the audience wants, and when I do the Women in Ag Conference, I just ask the organizer what they want me to talk on. Last year, Sharon and I did a joint session on psychology of the markets, on personality types and how the women and men differ. And yeah, women really do have a different approach to marketing. I think that to a great extent, they're a lot more practical. They look at the crop for what it'll do for their general overall goals in life, and men have a tendency to harvest a good crop and put it in the bin and get emotionally attached to it, and are more reluctant to sell. So, yeah, there's a little bit of difference, no question about that.
Boy, no matter whether you're talking men or women, though, this the bulls never run out of this market here. You said kind of a unique situation in that we've established some new highs in the month of February, no less.
Right. It's very unusual to see the annual high in February. And even last year, when we had a really good market in February and then it went down, it came back in the summer and made new highs in the summer. So, it's hard to look at this, for instance, new crop soybean market around $12 a bushel, and it's hard to look at that and say, I don't want to sell anything. But on the other hand, the odds of this being the yearly high are pretty slim. And so what I've been telling people is that if you haven't got anything sold, well, go ahead and do a little bit, but don't get crazy about the amount, because chances are pretty good that we'll have higher prices later on.
So what you're telling people is incremental sales are kind of the key right now, huh?
Well, they are, and I look at January and February as months with a slim chance or a very small chance of having the annual high, and so that increment needs to be, I'd say, 10 or 20% at the very most, and reserve the bigger sales for later on when it's a little more clear what the supply and demand are going to be.
How about some world markets? I know it seems like the world is coming to the United States to buy wheat, and that's continually pushing the wheat up, especially in Minneapolis. But what are we hearing in some of the other growing regions of the world?
I haven't really heard much about the wheat. The soybeans in the southern hemisphere, of course, they're in harvest now, and from what I've heard there, their conditions are just fine. The overwhelming factor in this world market is the weakness of the dollar compared to the strength of other currencies. And well, I think farmers look at the amount of exports that are going on now and say, well, how in the world can those countries afford to buy $12 beans or $5 corn? Well, the reason they can afford it is because their currency is so strong that what they're paying is really more the equivalent of $8 beans or $3.50 corn. And those prices are not outrageous for the kind of supply and demand situation we've got. And so even though U.S. prices in U.S. dollars are extremely high, those bushels just keep going overseas. And that's one of the things that's really put the wheat market in a pinch, and it could happen in corn and beans too.
Very good. For people that would like to get more information, there are several ways to do that, right?
Roy at soyroy.com is my email address. Soyroy.com is my website.
Very good, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
I'll be here.
Thank you very much. Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, an update on items influencing the markets here at 840 KTIC.